Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December the 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and a half, Jan beans up 4¾ cents, and March wheat down about a half a cent. Currently, we've got the dollar up 37 ticks. We're back over 101 at 101.39. Crude oil up 66 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 24 higher here. Metals are just a little bit lower. Obviously, we've got the report today. The corn estimate looks like it's going to be just a tad higher than last month. The beans down about 10 million to 470. The wheat just down just a few million bushels. So nothing really huge there. Corn world stocks up maybe a million metric tons. Beans steady, maybe just a little bit lower. And wheat just a little bit lower as well. So I think when push comes to shove, it's going to be kind of a, you know, unless there's obviously a surprise out there, it shouldn't have much of an impact out here. I think what's going to have more of an impact is, are we going to continue to see the funds cover wheat and sell beans? They're short wheat, long beans. So if they do want to lighten up before the end of the year, we could certainly see pressure on the beans and some strength on the wheat. Now, we did sell another 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. So that, I think, is what supported the market overnight. You know, this Chinese buying, is, you know, it's been fairly relentless. We had great exports on announcements on Thursday. So, again, the buying continues. Are they front-loading because of President-elect Trump? It's hard to know. But certainly they've had an appetite for the beans and the meal and the oil, frankly. So, do the funds want out? Are the Chinese willing to take it from them? We'll have to see. Weather obviously going to be very, very cold here over the next week to 10 days. We're going to go from 25 degrees in Chicago down to about 5 degrees, maybe even a little bit less than that. There's some concern about weather in the plains, the coldness and the freezing temperatures and some problems potentially with the wheat in the plains. So, you know, again, the funds are short. That could be a little bit of an impetus for the funds to cover some shorts as well. But we'll see what the report brings at 11 o'clock. I think if anything, you know, the pros will be willing to sell rallies in the beans and buy breaks in the wheat through the end of the year and see what the funds want to do long term. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.